Kozhuk Lava Goyen in Eretz Tzvi Al HaTayra says a Dover Niflo. He says that what did Niroi Kesar do to deserve that the great mayor would come from him? So Yishtaltzu a Gemara, this is also a Churban Gemara, Nesechtis Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amadeis, Daf Talar Amad Aleph. The Gemara today tells the story of Hurdis. So Hurdis lived about 100 years or so before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that Hurdis was a terrible, terrible person. He was a monster. He goes down as one of the worst people in Jewish history. And Hurdis went, and Hurdis, he killed all the Rabban. Ad Kedekach. There was only one rabbi that he left. His name was Bava Ben Buta, and the reason he left him was, the Gemara says, L'mishkol Eitzimine, because he needed a good Jewish advisor, good Jewish lawyer, and as a result, he kept him alive. But he was the only one that was kept alive. Either way, after he killed all the Rabbanan, at some point he woke up in the morning and he had a little bit of remorse. He said, Rabbayna da Amakula, what exactly did I do? And he started regretting what he did. So he goes to Bava Ben Buta and he tells him, you know, I feel awful, I feel miserable. Give me an Eitzah. There has to be something. Maita kante dahu gavra. Amalesa, Bava Ben Buta told him, Hu kava Eirish Aloylam. He said, you extinguished the light of the world, the Chsiv, Kiner Mitzvah V'Tayra Ar, all the Torah that you took away from the world, you were kava irish alaylam, yelech v'yasoik b'irish alaylam. What you should do is, you should engage in irish alaylam. What you should do is, you should go now and renovate the Beis HaMikdash, which is the ur of the world, the chsiv. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says, Yeshaya Hanavi said, v'naharu elav kol hagoyim. So the Kozhuk Lava Goyen said that the Beis HaMikdash you see from Bava Basra Daf Dalet Amud Aleph was Oiroi Shaloylam. It's literally the Oir of the world. Niroi Kesar was about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. This was his mission. He decided not to extinguish Oiroi Shaloylam. What was he Zoychato? He was Zoychato Rameyer. Why Rameyer? Because the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Tonel, Loi Rameyer Shmai El Rabnu Uroi Shmai. V'lom Nikr Shmai Rameyer. Why would he call Rameyer Shehu Meire Enei Chachomim Bahalacha? Because he was someone that lit up the world. He was Meir Enei Chachomim Bahalacha. It was Mida Keneged Mida. Niroi Kesar decided not to extinguish Oiroi Shaloylam. So what he was zoicha to was to bring an Oir into the world. Who was the Oir that he brought into the world? It was great, the great Rameyer. To do that, Rizal said that we know that Rameyer is the bosses of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Stam Mishnah is Rameyer. Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva. Rameyer came from Niroi Kesar. He came from Edoim, which Chazal had a Messiah, came from Esav. And that Rizal said it's Merumis in Esav, who the pasuk says was Tzayid Bepiv. Tzayid Bepiv would be a remiss to the fact that Torah Sheba'al Peh would come from Esav. It would come from a mayor, Rabbi Kiva also, who was a Ben Gerim. Some say Akiva Ben Yosef. Rabbi Kiva's own father was a Gerim. People don't know that. But Rabbi Kiva's own father wasn't just 10 Dairis from Gerim. No, Zayn Tat is giving a Gerim. But the bottom line is, Rameyer and Rabbi Akiva, who are the Mekar to Torah Sheba'al Peh, they came from Esav. This Gemara right here, that Niroi Kesar was Zoicha, that was Nafik Mi Nei Rameyer.